from Breitbart.com. Let's face it, David Cameron didn't go far enough with his bunch of migrants comment. By Raheem Kassam. On Monday, Britain was treated to wall-to-wall media coverage of racist wristbands. On Tuesday, we were back on the racist red doors that never were. And ever in search of the next big trend to make us feel guilty about, the media has collectively seized upon Prime Minister David Cameron's use of the words bunch of migrants to describe who Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn decided to surround himself with in France this weekend. Mr. Cameron, of course, was technically right to use the term. There was certainly a bunch in its strictest sense, and they were indeed migrants. But forget the English language, as we're so often pressured to do. The outrage is about tone, or the respect, that the phrase connotes. I'd say Mr. Cameron was too kind. We know from the drama in Calais that mobs of fighting-age men are staking their claim to economic betterment, while the liberal left continue to grant them refugee or asylum status before the fact. That is to say, they have not yet been assessed as those who deserve asylum or refugee status. But we've repeatedly fed those words, it's a guilt trip. When you look at the facts, it becomes apparent that bunch of migrants was too soft. In fact, if these videos are any indication of the behaviour of the migrants in Calais, we should be calling them braying jackals, thieves, muggers, those willing to flout the law in their search for freebies in Britain. And even then they'll probably complain about their complimentary meals, provided courtesy of the British taxpayer. Look back to recent pronouncements, admissions even, made by charities in Calais. The Human Relief Foundation's Deputy Chief Executive, Kasim Token, recently said that clothes and food were being dumped and burnt by the migrants in Calais. I thought they would have valid reason, but most of them haven't any valid reason. They want to go to the UK to get money, a better economic situation, Token told ITV News. He revealed that 95-97% of the men he observed in the camp were young, fit men, despite the BBC misleading the general public by featuring children in over 50% of their pictures of the migrant crisis, as exposed by a Breitbart London analysis. Token added, "They have enough food, they have enough clothes, and we've seen clothes thrown everywhere. I think we need to find other places. These people come from certain countries which are safe. Everything is there. They can work, but I don't know why they came here." The fact is, the British people are being played for mugs again, and the pro-migrant disaster tourism brigade who stoke up tensions in Calais, yet live in plush caravans themselves, drip-feed news stories into the media. This has been a bumper week for them. They needed it after Cologne, when more people began to wake up to those now screaming, "I told you so," about mass migration into Europe. Like Viktor Orban said, mass migration and open borders is a bumper industry. My colleague, Julia Hahn, exposed the US connections in this industry today, which you can also read on this site. And you can read what is effectively just a scratch on the surface of how the British government is spending taxpayers' money funding these groups who attack the taxpayer, and indeed the British government.